Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Give a reset on the storyline in Harvest of Gold, if you would.
Harvest of Gold is a sequel to Harvest of Rubies. It's the story of two fictional characters, Sarah and Darius, who are married and are having some difficulty in their marriage, trying to survive in their marriage, and they are desperately fighting to save the king's life. In the meantime, Nehemiah, who's Sarah's cousin and mentor, is moving to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls, and he convinces them to go with him, and he's battling for Jerusalem to save Jerusalem from destruction. So everybody's fighting to survive through this novel, and at the same time, there's a very sweet thread of romance and mystery and suspense going on as well.
And relationship. And you see so many biblical truths woven in there that, as I said, the first half that make you just pause and pray or look at your own life. And boy, I so appreciate it so much. So we were talking about the marriage issue, you know, between Sarah and Darius, about how self-protection, not dealing with our internal battles become external battles. And so I'm thinking of that person today listening, and we've got more men listening than women. And let's go with the Darius side of things, where that strength, that kind of they interpret strength as, I'm just going to keep forging ahead but not really open my heart up to my wife. Maybe speak to that husband, if you would. Just, you know, you're so gentle, but and you obviously understand the man's heart, as you wrote in here, but just how strength for us as women, it comes off at times so dear when it's gentle and it's transparent.
I think, and I don't presume to understand the heart and mind of a man with any depth the way I would understand a woman. But I do know what women want. And I think that what a husband wants more than anything is to make his wife happy. I think the first step toward an unhappy marriage is when a husband feels that he's not making his wife happy. That comes across as a criticism. You're not a good enough husband. I'm not happy. You know, and I'll tell you, I know if the desire of your heart is to make your wife happy, that one of the best things you can do for your wife is to open your heart and share. You're not going to scare her. She's not going to freak out. She's not going to be overwhelmed with fear. If you have fear issues, if work is not going well, whatever is going on, share with your wife. And that will draw your hearts together incredibly. Pray with your wife. Oftentimes, I find men pray very differently. Women are better with words, weirdly enough. And so men kind of get silenced in prayer time. And they let the woman take the lead because she sounds like she knows what she's talking about more than he does. Men are short and sweet. You know, Jesus, protect my wife today. Amen. And they're done. But you know what? There's a wealth of power behind that prayer that women don't grasp.